watches day and night and day. You know, though, most people who work around the water are hopeful. They've got a pretty good attitude. And I love this song. You'll sing the chorus with me if you're still awake. It's about an old fellow who's lost about everything he has. His name's Mr. Brown. And he's just got a fine attitude about the whole thing.
I'm old Mr. Brown, just up from the south, the left Lynchburg in the time of the drought. Oh, the times I got so hard in the place, I never thought I'd see now. Times I got so hard in the place.
He's never heard it. Here's the chorus. We'll work on that for a while. I'll chew on that verse while you're singing.
It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. Times they got so hard in the place, I never dared to show my face. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. Well, old Jim River, I floated down the back of the boat, ran up on the ground. And the pine log come with a terrible din, stove both ends of the old boat in. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. Well, old Jim River, he rolls away, he works all night and he works all day. He don't care for the good times or bad. He takes what he gets and it makes him glad. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. Old Jim River, he rolls away. He works all night and he works all day. He don't care for times bad, he takes what he gets and it makes him glad. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so.
Would like to introduce you to a very fine performer, a true gentleman. He's a philosopher and a psychologist and a teacher, and I think the best way I could describe him is that he's a music giver. And he's responsible, I think, for half the people in this country knowing folk songs. Just because he can't stop singing them and he can't stop giving them to people. And he's just a fine musician. And his name's Ed Trickett. And I'd like Ed's wife Penny to come up and my wife Pat and sing you a song again.
Have a spare microphone in case anyone in the audience wants to talk to the door. This song is a song that's been around for a while in a number of different versions, and it's
happy.
An example of the kind of thing that gets melded together from different traditions and different people. It's a tune that Robert L. Jones is claimed to have written, not necessarily by him, but other people, but it was sung a long time ago by Richard Dyer Bennett or John Jacob Niles, I'm not sure who. And the words are from Woody Guthrie, and the chorus is compliments of all of us. It's a song called The Blackjack Gypsy. And the chorus is a bunch of the verse goes by and you find out what's basically going on. The guitar shifts here and you say, no. And then you sing whatever the line was that just preceded the oh, oh, oh. Sort of a Fox Hollow IQ test. It was late last night when the Lord. He's asking for his lady, oh. The only answer that he got, she's gone with the blackjack gypsy, oh.
She's gone with the blackjack gypsy, oh.
Thank you. Have you forsaken your house? Have you forsaken your baby? Have you forsaken your husband dear to go with the blackjack gypsy?
Oh, to go.
I need a little bit of respite to get my hammer dulcimer, so maybe you could thank Gordon Bach for doing his thing.
Thank you. may be a time to scratch where it itches.
I can just move over and sit here if you want. That'd be easier. I'm going to press on ahead since we have workshops starting in about 4 hours. This is maybe I ought to hammer my way into this. Yeah, this is an old song by golly. Am I still here? Yeah. Sing this along with me and do whatever you want to do. Just sing it. It's a really nice little song. Written by Henry Clay Work. Qualifies as a work song. Bruce Phillips had a medical about 3 weeks ago. Doctor's diagnosis was that old songwriters never die, they just decompose. For not using your spoons. It's a song that goes through the different months of the year and talks about the human condition in all of them. It's a song written by David Goulder called The January Man. Oh, the January man, he walks abroad in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still wipes the snow from off his hair and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring and hopes for better weather. Through April rains, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands take the road and watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and leave the year, and autumn is his bride, oh. And the man of new October takes the rain, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and wind and mist and rain and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. The January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever. Song I learned from my friend Margaret MacArthur, who showed up today, bless her heart. There's a poem that I think fits the song. It goes this way. Softly in the dusk, a woman is singing to me, taking me back down the vista of years till I see a child sitting under the piano in the boom of the tinkling strings, and pressing the small poised foot of a mother who smiles as she sings. In spite of myself, the insidious mastery of song betrays me back till the heart of me weeps to belong to the old Sunday evenings at home, with winter outside and hymns in the cozy parlor, the tinkling piano our guide. And so it is vain for the singer to burst into clamor with the great black piano appassionato. A glamour of childish days is upon me. My manhood is cast down in the flood of remembrance, and I weep like a child for the past. Where in the world have the old songs gone? And where the songs men used to sing, their souls safely to keep, sing a new song to the Lord, the old.
the breaking of the sword. Moonchild misbegotten, sing the darkness into light. Sing till blindness heals to sight. Heals to sight. Where in the world have the old songs gone that sang a new song to the Lord of wind and laughing water, laughing water. Sing sleep the hate-torn horn, though the lamb still goes to slaughter. Sing that death is overthrown. Sing the sea sing its song. Where in the world have the old songs gone? The old man and his lyre, and where the songs that gather song to the Lord. Old songs are forgotten. Sing the breaking of the sword. Moonchild misbegotten, sing the darkness into light. Sing till blind. The old song's gone. The songs of ancient yearning, and where the songs men used to sing, they were.
Okay. heads to rest. To rest, so time will soon disrobe us all. So time will soon disrobe us all of what we now possess. I didn't really expect you to join in. Didn't think anybody would know that well enough, but I'm very glad you did. Try it. It's an old hymn from my mother and father's church. Didn't belong to them, but they joined it. And my mother joined when she was married, as all good women do or did down back in those days. And my father joined when he was 85. She worked on him all her life and finally got him to do it. But anyway, they love to sing those old hymns, and they were lining out hymns, and there's not been too many. Amazing Grace is one that we used to sing too, and it was sung very beautifully tonight. So this is another one that's maybe a little more unfamiliar to you. I'd like to sing for the first song. That was just an introduction. A courting song of my father's. I never knew that it was his courting song until I was grown up. They didn't talk much about things like that to tender children. But I found out that this is his courting song, and also that my mama used to kind of tease him with it, because he was from the next county. He was from Knott County and she was from Perry County, and he used to have to ride his horse all the way over to the next county to see her, about 50 miles. And he was called a furriner, because he was from another county. They would say that foreigners come to see Abby. And so this was his song. It's called The Foreign Lander. I've been a foreign lander for 7 long years and more, amongst the bold commanders for the thundering cannons roar. I've conquered all my for it is my dearest jewel, your beauty has conquered me. If I could build a ship, my love, without the wood of tree, that ship would break in a thunder if I prove false to thee. If I prove false to thee, my turn, the fires would freeze to ice, my love, and the raging seas would burn. Don't you remember Queen Ellen, all in her flowery reign, as she walked out of her paradise to cleanse the golden chain? Her beauty and behavior compare, but you, my dearest darling, are most divinely fair. I wished I was a turtle dove just a fluttering from my nest. I would sing so clear in the morning with the dew all on my breast. So sweet lie would be the music, so doleful inside the tune. I would sing so clear in the morning, in the beautiful month of June. I wished I was 10,000 miles, all on some lonesome shore, or amongst the Rocky Mountains, where the wild beasts howl and roar. The lark, the owl, and the eagle, and the little swallow too, give them all my dearest dear if I was married to you. I hardly ever sing that song because it's such a sort of a nothing little song. It's a pretty thing, but it doesn't make much of a point. It's just a happy song about love, and there's not too many of those left. So I guess I should cherish it maybe a little more. Uh-oh. I did tune it. Well, Ed was singing about where in the world have the old songs gone, and I don't know many other things but old songs, but here's a very old one called a little happier one than the ones I've been singing. It's called Charlie's Neat and Charlie's Sweet. It's a play party game. If you want to dance, you can get up and do it. Now let me tune just a little speck more, though. To cheat it a little bit tonight. No. Cheat it a little too much. There, that'll do it. No. Gee, I'm really sorry about that. I hate people that tune on stage. I always say, couldn't they tune before they got up there, you know? Well, that's why I sing unaccompanied so much. Last two verses are made up for my my boys, but mothers usually, when they're singing their children to sleep, will sort of stick the names of their children in somewhere. That's how songs grow sometimes. As I was going to Bandy Row, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. As I was going to Bandy Row, Kitty alone alive. As I was going to Bandy Row, saw a crow fly low, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. In came a little bee, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. In came a little bee, Kitty alone alive. In came a little bee, with some honey on his knee, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. In came a little bat, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. In came a little bat, Kitty alone alive. In came a little bat, with some butter and some fat, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. Next come in was two little ants, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Next come in was two little ants, Kitty alone alive. Next come in was two little ants, fixin' around to have a dance, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. Next come in was little feet, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Next come in was little feet, Kitty alone alive. Next come in was little feet, fixin' around to go to sleep, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. Next come in was little John, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Next come in was little John, Kitty alone alive. Next come in was little John, one shoe off and one shoe on, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. Bandy Row, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. As I was going to Bandy Row, Kitty alone alive. As I was going to Bandy Row, saw a crow flying low, Kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie. I was going to sing the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore tonight. It's a song that I had done about a railroad train. Everybody's got a train song, you know. And this is one about a train that they took away from us, and that was the first time we knew that we were going to have hard times. But somebody else sang it this afternoon, I'm very happy to say. So I think it's Ray Frank. I'm very pleased about that. So I'm going to sing another one. In that same vein, this is about Sparky Rucker sang a strip mining song a while ago, and I usually do that too. And I'm not going to sing Black Waters, but I'm going to sing Blue Diamond Mines, which also is indirectly about stripping. And this song is way to be an old song, I hope. It's a new song that I did about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. But the times about which it was written are still fresh, and sometimes a situation comes along and there's not any old song to go with it, so you have to make up one. This is one of those. It's talking about the good old days, back when the mines were open. In the good old days, the people used to sing about those terrible mines coming in and spoiling the countryside. But now, people are out of work and they're really hard up. And some people don't even remember any other life. My family spans, my mother and father had 14 children, so that our family memory spans the time before the mines opened, and then the period during which the mines were there, and then at the time after they've closed. So we remember it all collectively. And it was hard when the mines came in and it was hard when they closed. And you have to face that fact. So, because people have to have work. Some people forget how to do anything else except work in the mines. That's all they've ever known. Especially when they get older. I remember the ways in the bygone days when we was all in our prime. When us and John L. would give the old man hell down in the blue diamond mines. When the whistle would blow for the rooster crow full 2 hour before daylight. Man done his best and he earned his good rest at $17 at night. In the mines, in the mines, in the blue diamond mines, I have worked my life away. In the mines, in the mines, in the blue diamond mines, oh, fall on your knees and pray. Black gold, you have taken my soul. Your dust has darkened my home. And now I'm old, and you turn your back. Where else can an old miner go? Well, it's big leatherwood, Algoma block. Now it's old blue diamond too. They're closed, get another job. What work can an old miner do? In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, I have worked my life away. In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, oh, fall on your knees and dead, and they shake their head. Well, mining has had its day, but they're stripping off my mountain top, and they pay me $3 a day. Oh, you might get a little polka welfare meal, a little polka welfare flour, but I tell you right now, won't qualify till you work for a quarter an hour. In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, I have worked my life away. In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, oh, fall on your knees and pray. John L. had a dream, but it's broken, it seems. Now our union's letting us down. Last week took away my hospital card and said, why don't you leave this old town? Come on downtown, boys, we'll hang around. Well, maybe it ain't so bad. In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, I have worked my life away. In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, oh, fall on your knees and pray. Me the last song. It was requested, and I'm always glad, very glad to sing it. It's an evening song, so it's very fitting to sing it now. It's a prayer. Now is the cool of the day. If you don't know it, well, just you'll see where you can join in. My he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. In the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? You may live in this garden if you keep the waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pastures of green? You may live in this garden if you feed my lambs, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool.
That's the special magic of Gene Ritchie. These are some new performers to Fox Hollow. A while back, they sent a tape. And the tape was so good that they got invited to perform. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Spare Change.
Do a bunch of songs that you probably have never heard. In fact, I know most of you haven't. This first one is a song called Scenes.
Scenes can make you happy. Scenes can make you cry. Some of them are colorful, some of them are dry. Some of them are pictures of our lives. Some of them are senseless, some are wise. Look with me and you'll see.
Ooh. Helen wears a silk dress
that she made last winter. That her sister sent her. Wear it into church another Sunday, hoping she will find her lover someday. Someday soon he'll be there.
Thank you.
Well, it's been kind of a long wait.
It's really cold.
This is a love song. It's called Natural Born Illusion. We're just going to rip these off because I know there's one more person and you're all tired and getting painfully sore from sitting down. This is called Natural Born Illusion.
Actually, this is a song that Dick wrote. He said it's a love song, but I interpret it as trout fishing in the Azores. If you've ever been trout fishing in the Azores, you'll know what I mean.
Would you make him up?
Ready?
Is he a friend of yours?
No. Okay.
Thank you.
This is a little bit of a different kind of song. It's a song called Lightning Rod. Dick wrote it about after reading a Herman Melville, a short story by Herman Melville called The Lightning Rod Man. It's about a guy who went around to poor farmers just before a really bad thunderstorm was going to hit, and he'd tell them that if they didn't buy his lightning rod, that they were going to get struck and killed.
Can I put my little finger guard on here? Okay.
Marshmallow clouds black on the sky. If thunderstorm is on.
Listen, we'd like you to sing along in this song. Please sing along in this song. No, it's a song that Dick wrote for his mother.
She's a very well-rounded person. And it's a song called Balloon.
Hey, if you knew his mother, she is. No, anyway, she's a really good woman. But this song, we're going to dedicate it to her. It's called Balloon. And the chorus is really simple. I'd like you to clap and sing on the chorus. It's just, Balloon, I'll always love you. I'll love you till the end. You're the sweetest and the fairest and the purest in the land. Oh, Balloon, I'll always love you until you float away. But there ain't too much chance in that. You're much too big, they say. That's it. That's the whole chorus.
So if you can pick it up, do it.
Yeah. Well,
maybe isn't that easy. I'm used to singing. Your little buddy isn't
ready yet, dear. Okay.
Should have seen her pony a-squatting to the ground. You know, without his training wheels, he couldn't get around. But he was always smiling, as happy as can be. And he will always be with her until eternity. Oh, Balloon, I'll always love you. I'll love you till the end. You're the sweetest and the fairest and the purest in the land.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Balloon, I'll always love you until you float away. But there ain't too much chance of that. You're much too big, they say. September morning, the circus came to town. Balloon got all excited with the bright lights and the sound. She joined that silly circus the day it went away. And now she is a princess in some sideshow far away. Oh, Balloon, I'll always love you. I'll love you till the end. You're the sweetest and the fairest and the purest in the land. Oh, Balloon, I'll always love you until you float away. But there ain't too much chance of that. You're much too big, they say.
Whoa. Thank you.
This has been a song that we've performed a lot at weddings for some people, with some various changes at the end.
Those are getting married anyway.
It's a song called Take Me Away, and we're going to do it as we do it in concert form now, so it's not much of a wedding song. Take Me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Goddamn reason. Jesus, if I haven't got train fare back to Spokane, I gotta make some money somehow. Oh, Jesus, that's... Look at that. Surrounded by cretins. My name is Yule Gibbons, and I'm going to eat a microphone. Tastes like wild hickory nuts. Tomorrow I'm going to eat Marlon Perkins. Settle down now. Starch my old collar, wash my coveralls. I'm gonna ride the train that they call the Cannonball Buffalo. To Washington, all the magic fingers back again. Jaworski? No, but I had a nice swim. That pathetic asshole said he quit because he didn't have the support of Congress. One of the few times in history a sinking ship has ever deserted the rack. But me, I'm all right. I'm out there in Spokane, Washington, going to school. I just took a degree in dental law. A wide open field, I found the ad in Popular Mechanics. You know, I was going through looking, clean upholstery in your spare time at home. Saw the ad for dental law. Seemed like a fairly restricted field. Highly specialized. I love it. I got my first case. Fella had a $300 gold cap on his tooth that he swallowed by accident and had to put a colander in his toilet. Hired me to sue for damages. His wife hired me too, because when he finally found the damn thing, he cleaned it with her toothbrush and... And there's a teenage couple hired me as a dental lawyer. They father found him necking in the parlor and, you know, kissing, and took a shotgun and forced him to get married, and he didn't understand they'd been that way for 3 hours because their braces was locked. And I've got to get an annulment for him. Dental law is a wide open field, and I recommend it to you if you're looking for an honest trade like me. See that train coming yonder round the bend. Carry me away while I ain't coming back again. Goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. Let's see, what else is new? Oh, when I'm working on my second fortune, and you know, I made the first fortune I made in the gay tinseling litter magic world of folk biz, and I frittered it away on wine and women. Now I'm working on my second fortune, and I'm going to go. I've decided, you're going to like this. I'm going out to Okemo, Oklahoma. I'm going to open a place called Guthrie Land. It's gonna be wonderful. It's gonna be like Opryland, you know. It's gonna be Guthrieland. I'm gonna have roller coasters. Only I'm gonna have freight train rides, you know, thing like that. I'm gonna have a completely automated skid road with mechanical bums throwing up in gutters. It's gonna be wonderful. I'm gonna have restaurants serving Cisco burgers, and I'm gonna have you know, dope dispensers. You put in a quarter, you know, and I'm gonna have a little sign there that says, Woody says, Okie Smokies are Okie Dokie. And really, we're going to have recreation. We have Dust Bowl, no automatic pin setters. And it's going to be. I can't help it. Oh, I'm going up north. I'm going up north this fall. If my luck don't change, I ain't coming back at all. Goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. That was Bodie Wagner. Hey, Bodie, are you okay?
Hello, Dad.
That's what I thought. That poor, pathetic fool wandering through the woods, eating bark. You're going to hear a lot more from Bodie Wagner. You won't like it. Years ago, I had aspirations to be a folklorist. As a folklorist, I was traveling through the rustic hamlet of Buskers Bung, Missouri, where I encountered a group of bucolic oafs ensconced upon the front porch of a general store, ritually gorging themselves on snow pie and Pepsi. I attempted an interview, and they proved intractable. One of them, a classic of the type, would not answer my simplest question, whereupon I belabored him severely with a fungo bat. How was I to know that only a day before, a rude encounter with a tribe of local Cretans had rendered him an hysterical mute? Imagine my chagrin. 3 months later, I was undergoing psychiatric care at the famed Dumfarten Institute of Vienna, where I found that my desire to become a folklorist was merely a thinly disguised death wish. The staff of that redoubtable institution reconstructed my personality until I became the individual the world now knows and loves as Hugh Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest. Which is quite a step upward, you got to admit, for the son of an immigrant Jewish art forger. I was going through my papers from my former life as a folklorist and ran across this pearl, this gem, which I'm going to sing for you. It's obstreperous lout. I gleaned this pearl off of the great Rodney Wax of Dirt, Wyoming. prominent chicken rancher and sword swallower and pistolero up there. Rodney Wax had one of the biggest chicken ranches in all of Wyoming in his day. He indicated to me at the time it was intended to be sung to the tune of the old sentimental favorite, "I'm Just Another Nut in the Jockstrap of Life." I will rend it forthwith, which is to say I shall sing it now. Rodney Wax. Sing some cowboy music, it will make you wiggle your toes. That good old cowboy music will banish all your woes. I see you like cowboy music by the way you button your clothes. So sing some cowboy music with your finger up your nose. It should be pointed out here that you can achieve a rough approximation of the high nasal quality of cowboy singing merely by the insertion of your finger in your nose. You see how it flattens out the vowels? And of course, it's really hard to play the guitar with your finger in your nose. Rodney Wax was understandably not an instrumentalist. Your beautiful dreamer has busted your femur, and you'd like to cream her with a buffalo steamer. So sing some cowboy music and jump in the bailing machine. It's here that Rodney Wax did his famous recitation from the chicken ranch. Come on, chickens! How, chickens! Bunch up, you chickens! Move along, chickens! How, chickens! Hold on to them eggs, you damn chickens! 20,000 chickens have got to get them to the railroad by Thursday. Move along, you chickens! Hey, get that stray down out of there. You lose another damn chicken, Captain Billy's gonna have your ass. I get to El Paso, I hope I never see another damn chicken as long as I live. Chickens. Jesus. We all sing cowboy music, though sometimes we don't sing the best. But sing some cowboy music was a cowboy's last request. So we sang some cowboy music and folded his hands on his chest. The sun was slowly sinking in the far off golden west. You're dead on your Fritos and hit by mosquitoes, and the gonzo banditos have stole all the Fritos. Sang some cowboy music with teardrops in your eyes.